FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police Minister Senzo Mchunu says no stone will be left unturned to ensure the safety of families from criminals.
We would want to see our mothers, our fathers. We would want to see our partners. And mostly would want to see our children enjoying the rest of these days to the end of the year, free of any threat from crime, from criminals. We would want everybody getting the joy of being home and among the loved ones.
The minister launched a nationwide safety campaign in the Western Cape yesterday. He's expected to launch his KZN leg of the tour in Hammersdale today, where two police officers were killed in a shooting last week. Moses Ndlovu, one of the officers killed, is being laid to rest today, which the minister is expected to attend. Addressing a police parade in the Western Cape yesterday, Mchunu said police are already doing the work of busting criminals.
We have to drive them to the sea. We have to make sure that they don't belong in our communities. And everybody out there must abide by the law.
Social Development Minister Nguzola Dolashe says more needs to be done to protect vulnerable groups from abuse. It's after two women and a child were killed in separate incidents on the KZN South Coast this week. In Umgababa yesterday, a man's believed to have killed his partner and their three-year-old son before taking his own life. Earlier this week, 25-year-old Nontabego Cele was found stabbed to death in Umzinto. Police said her boyfriend, Sibusiso Lawrence Ndaga, later took his own life after apparently confessing to killing Cele on social media. Minister Dolashe's spokesperson, Bathembu Fujani, says the scourge of gender-based violence and femicide shows no signs of ending. He says the department has a 24-hour call centre to assist victims.
Victims of GBVF are invited to call the contact centre on 0800 428 428 for assistance. Men are overwhelmingly perpetrators of GBVF. It is important that they participate actively in its elimination.
KZN Education confirmed that Sibusiso Lawrence Ndanga was a teacher in Guatuguza. Spokesperson Muzi Mahlambi says it's disappointing that an educator contributed to the scourge of GBV.
As a department, we still subscribe to non-violence to anyone, be it the girlfriend, be it the wife, be it the husband, be it the father.
And abroad, the U.S. Congress has averted a government shutdown after passing a bill to fund federal agencies through mid-March. Senators fast-tracked the vote before the midnight deadline, halting government shutdown preparations and saving Christmas for more than 800,000 workers at risk of being sent home without pay. If the funding bill had failed, non-essential government functions would have been put on ice. Many parks, monuments, and national sites would have closed at a time when millions of visitors are expected. Your top story, Police Minister Senzo Mchunu says no stone will be left unturned to ensure the safety of families from criminals. He's launching the KZN leg of his safety campaign in Hammersdale today. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.